This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. What a day in winter, eh?
Rough voices.
Rough voices.
That's wonderful.
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. We all got a little bit of gravel in the old windpipes.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Alan Ford, it's The Unview with Nathan Rowe.
Yes, The Thin, and the Rich, and...
always.
The Fabulous.
Completely happy, people.
How are you doing, Al?
Life is good.
Life is good. He said with a
more
sigh.
Of life.
Sure, yeah.
more of life.
You know what they say, when the moon
hits
your eyes
like a
big pizza pie.
It's
a more.
Ray.
Oh, yes. There's the other side to that. When an eel jumps up high and bites you in the eye, it's a more.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
You know, when you share a post on Facebook and your friend is dead and he comes from the living dead and literally his voice speaks to you and the whole world goes shaky, it's amore.
Sure. That's hectic. I don't know
it
what you're talking
truly,
about.
Truly hectic.
So shall we get into the news, Al?
Yes, what is the news?
There's tons of news.
Well, first and foremost, let me just tell you, the most incredible human being, that is Hazel Feltman, is bringing one of the biggest stars in the world to South Africa. So I think, Hazel, are you online?
Hazel, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
There you are.
How are you, Haze?
I'm cool. Oh, how are you doing? I mean, very cool. It's very cold here.
I know, it's not the best... It's a difficult day, but let me just say one thing. We have a song for you. So, guys, for Hazel, let's go.
Now that I lost everything to you, say you want to start something new. And you're breaking my heart, you're leaving. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child would.
Cat Stevens is coming to South Africa, Hazel.
Yes. There's been a bit of a hiccup with the venue date, but we're hoping to put all of that back together again and sort it out ASAP.
Isn't it so exciting to have him coming here? I mean, he's been here with Madiba for the concerts, and it's incredible that you brought him here.
Yeah, well, we're in that process of it, and hopefully everything will come together, and we'll have it up and running very, very soon. As I said, it's just been a marginal hiccup. We're on our launch date due to, you know, venue queries, but we'll be in touch on that one soon. So, yeah, he's a legend. I mean, I know you played that one, which is lovely. I love Moon Shadows. It's always mine.
Okay, we're sitting with Andrew Webster and the team, and we're going to sing a song. So, Moonshadow.
Moonshadow? Do you know
Moonshadow? Come on, come on. I've been told
never
by Moonshadow.
Okay,
come on.
All right, come on. Let's just Google it.
Not that hard. Let's just Google it. Okay, but, right. You know, Hazel, the nicest thing that I love what you guys, Showtime, does, bring legends, remind people of magnificent work that has to live.
From Cats to Cat Stevens.
Oh gosh, you enjoyed that one, didn't you, Al? That one you've been practicing, I think, all day.
Yeah, good one.
I
Al.
Know it takes me a long time to get there.
You were great, Al.
I know, outstanding.
Take it. Yeah, okay. So Kieran, you've been followed.
Okay, so this is for you, Hazel, and for Hazel.
Yeah, for Hazel.
I've been followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my plow, lose my land, lose my hand. And if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to work no more.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Pull that out of my thumb.
I can't do this.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff, guys.
So, Hazel, we're so happy to have Cat Stevens coming to South Africa. Your work goes on, and I can't believe that next week the big news is coming for a new show also arriving. Disney on Ice is still going through Cape Town.
It is?
No, Disney on Ice closed on Sunday, and next week we're launching something that you'll either see or you won't, because it's illusion, and it's fabulous.
Okay.
Debbie will kill me because I'll probably just...
So promise me you'll be on air next week with me.
I promise you won't tell.
Next week, we do the same thing.
Yeah, lovely. I look forward to it.
Hazel, Cat Stevens coming to South Africa is going to be outstanding. And we can't wait for it. So should we just do another song just for Hazel?
Do you want another song, Hazel? Okay, we'll just do another song for Hazel.
Hazel,
okay,
can you hear us?
All right, what about some Rodriguez? All right.
No.
Another Cat Stevens song. Yeah, oh, sorry. My bad.
Cat's okay. Coming to... to...
Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
Wow.
Okay, well, listen.
I love the way you were asking what song it was, like 3 seconds before you started singing. Just that was good.
Oh, thanks.
That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hazel Feldman.
Oh, yeah, good.
Love you, Cat Stevens, and thank you, the Queen, as Mrs. Producer.
Absolutely.
This is Mrs. Producer.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Hazel.
Looking forward to chatting next week, guys. Go well.
I can't wait for the news. Tuesday's big news. It's a big show. Come in.
Nearly gave it away.
I know. I got it. How are you doing? The thin, the rich, and the fabulous people. So good.
Yes, wonderful.
I don't think I fit into any of those categories.
Really?
No.
Come on.
Unlike Alan and myself. Exactly. Extremely wealthy. Extremely well-shaped for our body types. And
Nathan.
And quite fabulous.
Every time you go to gym, you go once, then you take 2 weeks off to recover from the injury that you accrued at that one training session.
It's not really injury. I just, my muscles hurt. And I can't move. And I think.
Isn't that normal?
Well, if it is, I don't know how people do gym daily.
Well, sounds my like partner a is a really, you know, like a fanatic.
Yeah, I go twice a day sometimes.
Really? Yeah, is that Andy, how you avoid the pain?
No, I avoid traffic that way. I drop my kids off at school and go to gym to avoid the traffic to come home.
I thought it was only because you went the first time, forgot why you were there, you had to go back later.
Yeah, you forgot his kids there.
I did, actually. You're not allowed to leave your children in V-Club, apparently. They got really upset with me.
What's the cutoff?
It's 3 days.
Actually,
no, that's Monte Cassino, I think. Yeah.
Actually, I think it's 2 hours.
Don't be insulting.
I think it's 2 hours.
Sun City is a week.
Is it a week?
Yeah.
You gotta love Sun International
for the playpen. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, it's such a pleasure to have you.
It's so cool to be back so soon after being here recently.
Now, Andrew, your new little shop of horrors is quite incredible. So, I mean, tell me what's happening. I mean,
I'm loving life at the moment.
Why?
We launched the Rockwood Theatre on the 1st of June. So the Pretoria Barnyard became the Rockwood Theatre on the 1st of June. And we launched it with a show called Beautiful Noise, which Kieran is in.
Yes, I am.
And it is going well.
Kieran, please step up to Mark because you don't sound really
right. There we go.
Yeah.
They're very weak.
The show is doing brilliantly. Vernon Barnard from The Voice, we spoke to him about a month ago. He's been doing the show with the cast, and it closes on Sunday.
Now I cannot believe, because we did an interview with Funny Girl.
Yeah.
She's a funny girl.
She's a funny girl.
And on the line was so kind.
I was lovely.
So kind. And at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I was. What I did just you sing? Woken up.
What did you sing?
I sang the music that makes me dance.
Please do it again.
No, no.
You have to.
You knew it was
going to happen. Are you serious?
Red light pressure.
Oh my goodness.
Am I serious?
Yes, you are.
When
serious.
The moon hits your
it's amor.
Yeah.
Go. For real.
Yeah.
Okay. I add 2 and 2, the most simple addition, then swear that the figures are lying. I'm a much better comic than mathematician, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. That's all I'm going to say.
What haven't you learned?
I love the way singers come here, and when you ask them to sing, they're like,
so
oh, flip, I have to sing in the original key. Like, if you ask me to sing We Are the Champions by Freddie Mercury, I'd be like, we are the champions.
Let's test me at this hour.
Yeah, okay, let's test Alan's range. Okay,
range?
In the
okay.
original key, what are you going to sing for us, Al?
I'm not sure. Do you have to put you on the spot?
Oh, we have to put you on the spot. Like, okay, Alan's going to sing. I don't know what you know. You haven't been in a show recently. What was their music in Debbie Does Dallas?
No. Oh. What about let's be cruel. Give him some Queen, huh?
Yeah, let's do Queen.
How rude. After that.
And this actually sums up your life at the moment, because you are under a little bit of pressure. No. I'm not singing. You're singing.
Pressure.
Oh, is that the song?
Pushing down on me.
I thought you were going to go, stop.
So good.
Collaborate and listen. Okay. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Something. Grab a hold of me suddenly. Floating like a harpoon daily and nightly. It will never stop, yo. I don't know. Turn off the lights.
And I'll blow to the extreme.
Stop.
I rock
everyone's
like
just
like a vandal.
Light up the stage. West chump like a candle. Dance. Chorus, speak of that. Booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You got to gain weight. You better hit the bulls or the kid won't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out Nathan's face.
I'm just lost in the groove, man. It took me back to my childhood.
Took me back to my early 20s. Anyway,
going back to the rocks.
Yes. The Rockwood Theatre's rocking at the moment. Beautiful Noise did incredibly well. Now I'm so excited about Knowing Me, Knowing You, our new show, which it's very quirky. It's a very quirky concept.
But it sounds quirky because it's an ABBA. It's like Knowing Me, Knowing Me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now this is where I'm gonna pass the buck, the proverbial buck, over to Ashley. But who better to be in a quirky show than Funny Girl herself? And she's going to be hosting the show. And the show's in essence about the power couples of rock, but it focuses on relationships and love, but in a fun tribute sense of the way. I mean, for goodness sake, we're doing, if you look at bands like Fleetwood Mac and ABBA, there's a soap opera right there. I mean, come on, tell them about Fleetwood Mac.
So we've got some really cool dirt on Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. Stevie Nicks, we know Stevie Nicks here,
of course.
The lead singer, was divorcing Lindsey Buckingham, who was the lead guitarist of Fleetwood Mac. Meantime, Christine V, who was another vocalist in Fleetwood Mac, was divorcing John McVie, who was the bass player of Fleetwood Mac. And at the same time, Mick Fleetwood, who was the lead guitarist of Fleetwood Mac,
I don't want Amore,
was getting a divorce, and he was sleeping with Stevie Nicks.
Please, no Amore.
Exactly. No Amore.
No Amore.
No Amore. And that's just Fleetwood Mac. I mean, ABBA? Yeah?
Yeah, there was major...
Mm.
major
Days of Our Lives. Ike and Tina Turner.
Sonny
and Cher.
And then, of course, we touch on the Beatles and that little thing that happened to them.
With
John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they had a thing.
Well, you know, there was a rumor about that. Norwegian Wood.
Ooh.
Norwegian wouldn't. I don't know. I didn't know he was Norwegian.
Which one of them was Norwegian? I thought they were all from Manchester.
But
not from Liverpool. Liverpool, actually. Thank
whatever.
Same. It's England.
Same accent.
Please. Yeah.
Please.
Like you can throw a stone from Liverpool to Manchester.
Can I? But let me tell you, Nathan. What happened to the Beatles was Yoko.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
She happened to the Beatles.
She did.
Oh, no. Mm.
She did.
Oh, no.
Shame.
So what's your bad joke?
I was going to say the joke. Like, I saw you looking at me.
Come on.
Going, Ashley, come with the joke. But and then I was like, I don't know. Is it in good taste?
Do it, man. Just do it.
You ask the question. I'll answer it.
What do prisoners of war and Yoko Ono have in common?
They both live off dead Beatles.
Oh.
No, you see?
You see?
When the moon hits you like a big pizza pie, it's amor.
Amor Vedone.
Don't go there.
We're not bringing anything. Sorry, we're just saying.
It slipped out.
It's terrible when 4,000 people have a lot to say about what you say.
Yeah, you're quite upset because of something you said on Facebook. Here,
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just I posted a comment.
What? What was it?
Well, I just shared a comment.
Well, yeah, he shared. He
come
shared
on.
In a wheelchair, little boy. You can't do anything with yourself. You can't pee yourself. All I need in my life is such a low life arsehole. Please, I wish I didn't marry you. Could that be fuck around?
Sure.
But he spoke quite highly of her, apparently.
Wow, that is... It's so hectic to hear. You know what? You know why I found the story interesting is because Amor said that she...
We don't bring up names.
No, we're not. We're speaking about a feeling.
I was singing the song.
A feeling.
Yeah.
Amore.
I was just telling you more about it.
Okay, let's move on. Let's get Ashley off the floor, actually. She's literally fallen out of her chair after hearing that.
Let me just say one thing, if I may.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
It's wonderful
to be
here.
Thanks for having us. We're very excited.
But my friend had a very serious disease called motor neuron. It's a terrible thing to live with because you actually get debilitated.
Mm.
Your mind is there. Your body dies before your brain
mm.
and your soul in the same process. And he lost his life this year. I was brokenhearted because he was my very dear friend. But I'll say one thing, that sometimes he was clever. He was very clever. Because a clever person knows abuse. And when you were abused, you were abused. Mm. Please replay that. And the whole thing.
Shut up, you f***. In a wheelchair, little boy. You can't do anything with yourself. You can't pee yourself. All I need in my life is such a low-life arsehole. Please, I wish I didn't marry you. Could that be fuck around? You know why?
When the moon hits your eye, like a big what?
I don't know. Abusive.
So anyway, may God rest his soul.
Absolutely.
On that note, let's come back to this.
But that is there. We go. There's a relationship story.
So it shows you.
Yeah. Is that in that, your?
No.
We're going to leave that out because it shows
it in the story. No. But Sunny and Cher.
Yes.
Sunny and Cher. They say you young and. They had
that's the one we're singing actually.
Okay. It's in the show.
The next thing you have Argentina.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
You have the Abbas.
Yes.
Yeah. They were completely. Shit happens in life.
Yeah. Can we people swear fight. On the show?
Yes, you can.
can say words
a whole new right. world just opened Jesus. Up to me.
Guys, can I just tell you?
Yes.
Here's the thing. In the entertainment business and in the world, people fight.
They do. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's also how we sort of start off. I mean, that's how I start off the show, you know, just by saying relationships are hard for us, you know, the average Joe here, you know, and then
Karen and Ashley are married.
Yeah.
They are husband and wife.
We know all about it, hey?
We do. And there are moments in time when you're not a funny girl.
No, I'm not. I'm very, very angry.
And Karen is never angry.
I actually am never angry.
No, he's
never.
Not, Shane.
But sometimes you are subservient, maybe.
Karen owned an alpha.
Never subservient.
Karen owned an alpha for too long. Now I think you have been angry lately.
That's true.
Sorry to do that, but I want to just come back to the point that says that relationships happen.
Mm.
People get divorced. Things happen in life. And the best part of it is that hopefully you have peace at the end of it.
Absolutely.
And I think they might have, these two people called US and Amor.
Mm.
I hope so. But unfortunately, that's not factual because that's kind of a few years old,
yeah.
I would imagine.
And it would have been said in the heat of a particular moment.
Well, it might have been.
Yeah.
The question is that we say things.
Yes.
So should we say or shouldn't we say? So can we start? They say what?
Are we going to sing?
Yeah.
Should we come, do that
it's
one?
It's AD&E.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness, we haven't practiced.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
guess we don't have a lot. At least I'm sure of all the things we've got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's
so tell us about the show. What's
so yes, it all the things you've been talking about now, all the conflicts in there, can you imagine the music that has come out of that angst? You know?
Well, Rumours came out of that, all that stuff. Rumours. With Fleetwood Mac, which is
the greatest selling albums of all time before Thriller. All the ABBA songs, everyone loves ABBA, you know? And I guess that the subject matter might have a little bit of a negative connotation to it. And yes, we speak about how these moments have translated into fantastic music, but then of course the show gradually goes into a space of happiness
and fun
and jovality, of course, and jovality.
I just make up a word.
I like jovality.
How are you?
Word for the day.
Just doing it.
Jovality. Yes.
Jovality.
It's a wonderful word.
It's a lovely. It could be a good stage name for you.
Jovality.
Jovality.
Yeah. I'll go with Rovality.
Or Rovality. Yeah.
Don't know what it means anymore. It sounds like kind of a supplement.
If we're from Cape Town, Cape Town, it is Jovality.
Jovality.
That's kind of cool.
Jomasavality.
Jomasavality.
And it degenerates, eh?
Yeah. It does.
Absolutely.
But I'm so happy to have this discussion because thank you at this time when people don't understand that relationships are the ups and the downs. It's true. And what no one understands is that one day you say something, next day you take it away. And that's actually because you don't actually mean it, because you're in the moment of anger.
But now look at the songs or the something that people have said.
Correct.
And you can't take them away. They're there forever, especially when they sell. How many albums? 600 million
the
albums?
Beatles.
The Beatles?
600 million. 600 million.
Yeah, if you're going to say something, make sure you're unsuccessful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Just follow my footsteps.
Yeah. We're the rich and the fabulous.
Yeah. That'll never sell. So it's fine. We can say it.
We need AKA or Casper or something.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was there any like hectic... we know that Tina story. Yeah. We know some of the other kind of really violent stories. Are those kind of involved in the rumors of Fleetwood Mac and things like that? Did they have any of that really dark stuff going on, or was it just kind of like we're married, we're not married? You know, they're kind of just free musician hippies.
It's dark, but I don't know if it was.
I don't think it was violent. It was certainly dark. So Ike and Tina Turner was turmoil and it was violent, but. With Fleetwood Mac, I mean, can you imagine walking into the studio and you've got this dynamic of, I was married to you, but I'm kind of with him at the moment because you're with her and she's with him, but he was with him maybe. And it's just this whole dynamic. And now you're going to sit down and write a song, you know, and then someone stands up, you know, and says, okay, I've written a song. You can go your own way. And you know that she's singing about you while you're playing the bass there, you know? And
guys, I have a song called Love Triangle, but I've changed the name to Love Square. Because I've now started dating
three girls.
You on drums.
It is. Yeah. I think they had love squares or hexagons or they definitely went, you know.
Maybe some cross parabolas.
They did have some it actually folded over a few times.
Yeah, I think it's called a 69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
What?
Oh,
he's getting smacked in the studio.
I love this show. That's the number before 70. What?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a great show.
It's just because there's a lot of angst that it's pent up.
You see,
we need to let it out.
And this is why I know Knowing Me, Knowing You is going to be extremely successful, because people are going to be as excited as we are in the studio about this topic and about the subject matter and about the songs.
Yeah.
And we have a funny girl presenting it.
And I love it.
I'm so
excited.
Let
me tell you why. Because your Cape Town run, you couldn't get in.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
But you couldn't get in, Ash.
And the reviews. Did you read some of the reviews?
It was outstanding. I interviewed you and I was quite aggravated because I asked for a ticket.
Do the listeners even know who you're talking to?
Of course.
You haven't properly introduced her.
You just called her funny girl. Her name's Ashley Harvey.
I
You did get sidetracked there. You just sort of started down
he's
that
so overwhelmed.
Road.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ashley Harvey, who
Well, number one, Ashley and I have history.
We have history.
We do, hey.
I made you sing.
You made me sing at 9 in the morning. Sorry, 20 past 9.
Over the phone.
Over the phone.
So you had all that...
In my Cape Town apartment on Rulon Street.
But isn't the reverb quite good in your Cape Town apartment?
No, the mountains of Cairns.
Yeah, the mountains like a big...
I heard that...
Like a large egg box.
Property is so expensive in Cape Town that you can't afford furniture, so the reverb's like...
There's that. There is
I would love to actually introduce Ashley.
Sorry, Ellen.
But you had Hazel. We have things to do.
All right.
Of course.
Ashley Harvey. We have a more important things to discuss sometimes.
Stop.
Too soon.
Too soon. It's so terrible. Ashley Harvey.
How's it?
Firstly, thank you for the not seeing the show, but I must tell you, Funny Girl had to have been one of, I believe, in Cape Town. Well, I did hear you at the Fleur de Cup as you walked on stage.
Oh, you opened
the show.
Were you there?
I was there.
Goodness me.
And you opened the show at the Fleur de Cup with...
I'm not singing Don't Rain on My Parade now.
Go now.
Don't. Tell me not to live, just sit and putter. I'm in the wrong key.
It's fine. You can go as low as you want.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
There we go.
Brilliant.
Yeah, she put up a big fight before she sang that.
Yeah.
I do love that song.
So, and my favorite. You're here with your husband. How did he pick you up at a bar? Was like, hey, want a drink? No.
Okay, marry me. He packed up my PA one night.
Yeah, we were both looking at Sun City, and she was battling to put her PA in the back of her wee car, and so my brother and I helped her do that.
So you're a bit of a Tetris champion.
Yes, and more.
Hang on, wait a minute. You said... My brother and I.
Not just...
Yeah, so you didn't help her. You and your brother did.
No, because I'm good.
So why did she go with you and not your brother?
Well, because I'm good at delegating. Like, because I said, that goes there, and then this, and then I just stood there and looked important, and she fell for it.
Yeah, because they always... They don't go for the hard
the
work.
Worker, the worker. The laborer.
Never.
No
they
chance.
Never go for the overseer.
Manager.
After 50 years of the Fleur de Cup, when someone walks on stage... hold on. As you open...
Okay.
All these fancy schmancies.
Yeah.
And you open the show... with that song. It was absolutely magnificent. An unbelievable experience. Why do you do this?
Oh, because it's better than sex, man. It's the best thing in the world.
And,
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'll just leave now, you know.
When the moon hits your eye like a...
Okay, I've got a question.
You asked the question.
Well, I wanted to say, why do you do this? Because if you get treated like that,
I do it for the money.
That puts me in a bit of a corner now.
Oh, shit.
Guys, can I be honest?
Please.
Sometimes a good cupcake
is better than
beat...
sex.
Are you mad?
Sure, there's a lot of things on your list that are better than sex, hey?
Sex for this woman must be pretty bad.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Kind of everything's better.
Have you met Have you met my man?
7:30 morning traffic. That's better than sex.
She's like, yeah, I found half a broken Mari biscuit under the seat of my car, and it was better than sex. Right.
Shocking.
I just got Ebola. It's better than sex.
It's not true.
Guys, how did you meet?
So we actually met before that. We met at another theater. Years ago, but we were with
you,
other
you
people.
You can mention, it's okay.
No, can we?
Of course you
can. We met at the barnyard.
Andrew,
the old BY.
And
the old
BY.
We met there.
It's Webster's, it's like, it should be called the Barn Webster.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Times have changed.
It used to be.
We've left them behind. Yes, and we met there, but we were seeing other people, and
he wasn't helping you pack your car.
Well,
no, we were married to other people.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. And then
did you have affairs?
No, not these two.
No, with each other. No, but that would have been so hot.
Rumors?
So hot right now.
But we didn't. We didn't. But then, and so then we met years later, a few years later again.
So you recognized each other?
We did, but he changed a lot. And
wait, what do you mean by he changed a lot?
Well, when we first met, I was wearing jeans and then I was.
And a wedding ring.
And I was wearing.
And a wedding ring.
And a wedding ring. Okay.
Smart band.
And then you changed.
Because I changed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. To what? Darker jeans.
No, I think what she means is I'd become slightly less manic, crazy, ballistic, and a little bit more mature. I think.
And, yeah, and I would agree.
And what would you have wooed Ashley with? What song?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, why not?
No, because, I mean, it's just complete rubbish. It's just like...
He doesn't have to. He just has to, like, do hard labor.
Okay.
I just have to pick up speakers. Just, That's all I have to do.
Hard labor and poor sex.
He's looking at... where Alan's going with this is he's looking at you with your guitar.
Like, let's do another song.
So what would you have wooed her with?
It was John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Did he?
He did. No. But can you play that?
No, I can't.
What is it?
No, I can't even remember. No, I'm not going to go to John Mayer now because that's it's like, you know, take your shoes off.
Well, say what you mean to say.
Was it say what you mean to say?
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't
Well, we can change the subject.
It's the one I'm singing. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm trying to think of the title.
That is what it is.
Oh, guys, this is getting heated.
Very important for a guy to remember the song that he sang to the girl. Just
this is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous.
Don't say a word, just come over and lie here with me.
It was that song, yeah. It was that song.
There you go.
Maybe
no, I'm not.
I'm just about to set fire to everything.
It's called The Edge of Desire.
That's what it's called, The Edge of Desire. Isn't that hot? It's hot.
When did you get over
it's
that
It's better
edge?
Than sex.
Oh my word. There we go again. Here, I have the remote control for the air conditioner, Ashley. Apparently this is, say it,
It's better than sex.
Yeah, there we go.
Say
anyway. It was that song.
It was that song.
And also, it was a song that he sang. You sang Maggie May, and I found it, and I downloaded it and made it my ringtone because it was very, very delicious.
From Rod Stewart. So may we just, because it's called A Check. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe. How you doing, babe?
Good. We just high-five.
This is the Unview, the Thin... what do you want to... This is the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. And on that note, Rod Stewart with Maggie May. Go.
I don't know how to play that song. I can
sing it.
That's how all
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really think should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I shouldn't have tried anymore.
Oh, better than sex.
Hey,
there we go.
Wow.
Come on. That was my ringtone. Now my ringtone is something else.
Any amore. Stop it.
I just want to ask, just, you know, obviously Maggie is a song written by Rod Stewart about a young guy who's got a bit of a cougar.
A young guy named Maggie.
He's singing about Maggie and he's saying, there's even a verse that talks about how the morning sunlight when it's
in your eyes really shows your age.
Because he's like a teenager and she's in her 40s, so...
I always thought that was show your rage.
But Ashley gets song words wrong all the time.
Come on, give us that one.
So we're driving in the car back from Sandton somewhere late at night. And the radio's on and we're sort of like digging on. And it's the St. Elmo's Fire song, you know, which is a fairly famous song from a fairly famous movie. And I'm driving there and Ashley's in the passenger seat. And I hear from the other side of the car, The Centermost Fire. And I'm like, what did you just say? Centermost Fire.
Yeah, it's not St. Elmo's Fire, it's the Centermost Fire.
Well, doesn't that make more sense? Like the Centermost Fire inside your soul? Anyway, we'd only known each other for a short while, and it was rather embarrassing.
That's pretty funny.
But I don't care anymore.
Could you do it?
I could do it.
No
horizon.
I don't know this guy.
See, she doesn't know the words because when you get to Santa Most Fire, you know.
But
give us some other bad lyrics. Come on, Kieran.
Ashley's other one is Dire Straits' Walk of Life, which she thought was Walk on By. I'm not joking. I'm not making
this
stuff up.
Maybe
you can walk.
You can walk on by.
Is it not Walk on By?
Thank you.
I always thought it was
Birdseed.
No, there's the Birdseed one. There's the Birdseed.
Nathan Rose, show us what you.
Well, I have the exact same problem as Ashley.
And you know what the problem is? Actually, they don't articulate these.
They're not supposed to articulate. It's rock and roll.
I want to show you something.
Give us.
It's a song. A song by Charlie Puth, and the first line. I hear something that no one else hears.
I'm gonna tell you what I hear.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
Let's just let the ads play in silence. You know,
you can skip that. Do you ever not skip that?
Listen to the opening line. Not that. We all know what that is.
That's what.
That's here we go. Six.
Yeah, listen.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
What did you hear?
That turd all on my...
Oh, I hear you've been running around town with that turtle on my knee.
No! No, I heard dirt. I heard dirt. You've been running around,
the rain.
Throwing dirt.
Turtle in the rain.
No, it's turtle on my knee. Listen
just
again.
Go again.
Okay.
Turtle on my knee.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my knee.
Yeah?
That's yes. Great.
All right.
That's just great.
I hear it.
So it's not turd all on my knee.
It could be a turd.
It's a turtle on your knee.
But why? Because they don't articulate.
Yeah.
Duffy?
Correct.
Duffy?
Well, there's the Duffy one, of course. Diction. You got me begging you for birdseed. Birdseed, why don't you? And then the Gloria Estefan one. Vitamin's gonna get you.
Oh, no.
Vitamin's gonna get you.
You really think the vitamin's gonna get you?
It's not that.
Guys, not that one.
It's not that.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Exactly.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong lyrics. Amazing. Yeah. Mm. I think it made for some of my best songwriting, actually, is listening to incorrect lyrics and then finding out those aren't the lyrics and then going, well, I like my lyrics better. I'm going to write a song like that.
Yeah.
No.
Here we are.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Alabama.
Which is a good song.
Yes, it is a great song.
How did you misinterpret that one? No, I think those are the lyrics.
Oh, they were.
Oh. Sweet bone in my...
Someone had to bring it back to
reality. Sorry.
Guys, so coming to do the show, tell me, how is the theatre going, Andrew?
It's going very, very well. Mm-hmm. We're having very good numbers come through. The reviews have been fantastic. We've had a very positive response from all the audiences that have come in there, not only about the show, but about the theatre. They love the new look. They love the VIP section. They love the fact that there's a DJ playing after the shows on a Friday and a Saturday night. People get out there after midnight most of the time. So it's a great place to come and have a good time.
Why is that needed?
Why is it needed to have a good time?
No. But I mean, if you look at the theatrical world, generally after Priscilla Queen of the Desert or some wonderful show, you leave. And a lot of people have that desire that sits in them saying...
To stay.
I'm holding on to that magical moment.
Absolutely. And
it is a magical moment.
It is completely a magical moment. We like to prolong it for as long as we can. You know, people from the encore to... You know, I've got to just tell you, when I first staged Beautiful Noise, the show that's running at the moment, I said, no encores. I said, we'll have a playoff and the show will end. And if people want to, you know, come back, they can come back. Because I truly believed that audiences would be satisfied. It was just my... I thought, you know, let me test this out. I was incredibly wrong.
Wrong.
They would not settle for the show having ended when it did. And Kieran had to come back on and do a song from the show. So we actually then, you know, gave them Sweet Home Alabama, speaking of that song, as an encore. So they get the encore, then they go to the bar, and then they still want to carry on dancing because you get very hyped up and in such a good mood, and you just have that little 2.5-3 hours of escapism, which we all need right now.
You know,
now.
Andrew, it's an interesting thing that a performer feeds off the audience, and then the audience feeds off the performer.
Absolutely.
And that's why we repeat songs when we're playing them.
Yeah.
Because you're feeding. It's an energy.
It's an energy. And it's a...
And that is why people stop at the end of a musical or a show, especially with music. Yeah. And you go, oh, can't I have more? We want more.
Absolutely. They don't want the moment to end if you're loving it.
Not more, but... hold on. No, sorry, guys. Let that be. But I mean, we want more. It means that you wish for more. More energy, more stuff.
Yeah.
And then what happens is that people go home and they go, oh, it was outstanding. We'll come back and see it again. But we can't see Tina Turner again because she's going off to her next city.
Yeah.
And the person on stage goes, how do we come down from this wonderful energy? Which is energy.
Yeah.
And that's music. That is what music is.
Mm.
And you can feel it. You can feed off it. But the most important thing that you actually do is that you create a combination of energy, which is good,
absolutely,
or sad, or bad.
Absolutely.
It depends how you feel. And that's why when you watch Idols and these shows, you can feel it in your skin when someone's got it or they don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andrew, as someone that is has been in the industry now for 25 odd years, he really has been. Shame. He's still looking not bad for 44.
He's only 26.
Nothing wrong with it. But isn't it wonderful to see the cultivation of talent?
It's absolutely
and what
fantastic.
You can bring in.
Oh, totally.
And then you see Ashley and you go, wow, Ashley, you did Funny Girl and you couldn't get a ticket to your show. Mm. You couldn't get a ticket because it was sold out at the Fugard.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't it unbelievable that people still want to go back to that? And great, what Games of Thrones are not the most important things in life.
But well, it is.
I'll be honest with you. We are competing with that more now than ever.
Yeah, that's
you know. If I go back to 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have to compete with a couple of hundred channels, and we didn't have to compete with cell phones, which are used during shows and that sort of stuff. But they have to compete with the energy that you're talking about right now. And when that energy is right, when the synergy comes together, there is nothing that can compete with a combination of an audience and a good performance. Nothing.
Mm. Well, let me tell you about something happening in Johannesburg this week. Have you been to the Good Food and Wine Show?
No. I went there a few years ago, yeah. I went there a few years ago. I'm always sitting too far away. I went there a few years ago.
And well, let me tell you.
It was lovely.
Maria Chiappa is on the line. Maria. Maria.
You remind me of a West Side Story.
Maria.
Maria. Just met a girl named.
Maria.
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 Don't tempt me.
Maria. Let's try it again. Yeah, things happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Is Maria there?
While we're waiting for Maria, I wanted to touch on something you touched on about energy and negative energy. And I don't know if you heard Chester Bennington from Linkin Park committed suicide this week. And, you know, if you listen to all his songs, because people have been posting his song lyrics and things, the guy's basically been writing suicide letters in the form of songs his whole life. And I just think it's interesting that the energy that came out of that was such a beautiful thing, actually. I mean, if you've seen Linkin Park, you'll know what I'm talking about. Amazing energy, but they have to deal with the other side of that, which is sometimes scary. And I don't know if you've ever dealt with
absolutely
something like that.
If I can just quickly for 30 seconds while we wait for Maria, what I did want to touch on, you know, you spoke about the audiences going away and wishing that they could come back to a show. It applies as much to Tina Turner as it does to Nathan Rowe, as it does to Kieran Rennie. It doesn't matter the size of the audience or the size of your profile. If you have a rocking moment right there where the audience and you have something going on, it's very, very tough to come down from.
Mm. And it's hard.
It's very tough. But and then as a performer, as a person who regularly gigs, as a person who tours, you start to live with that becomes your norm. Mm. That becomes your base. Mm. So your base has moved up to that experience. Mm. Anything that is not that experience would be normality for most other people. But all of a sudden, it becomes an incredible low for you. So
and also if you have a crap performance and if the crowd treats you really badly, like has been the case lately, people have taken their Twitter attitudes to real life. Mm. And that can affect you doubly negative.
Doubly
so
negative.
It takes you from that high to a
absolutely.
A double O. Well, the Good Food and Wine Show is happening in Johannesburg. Yes. Maria Chipala.
Yes?
How are you, darling?
Fine, thank you.
Why is an Italian in South Africa with good food and wine?
Well, first of all, because Italians love food and wine. Second of all, because our company built a South African company that organized the Good Food and Wine Show. This is the 18th year of the show. We relaunched it. We tried to add new features at the show. And last year was quite successful. This year we have a lot of new stuff again added to the show to have people spend nice time with us and enjoying food and wine.
Do you know, Maria, I'm so happy you're here for one reason. The former owners didn't really give it its worth. But to have an Italian to bring good food and wine and to hold that property in the true sense of your soul, well done. I am very proud of you. What are the features this year?
Well, there are, let's start from saying that we have 9 theaters
And we drop all the curtain out so that people can enjoy the show. We have they can pay the ticket, enter the show, and then they can join the theaters they like. We have plenty of programs. Our superstar this year is Marco Pierre White, the star Michelin chef, and also MasterChef Australia judge. And we also have a great South African chef, Jan Hendricks from Westhuizen.
Which is outstanding.
One chef. Yes, he opened a restaurant in Nice, in Medic in France, which is quite hard. And he's a fantastic guy, fantastic food. We had such good success also in Cape Town, and I'm sure that people from Joburg will like him so much. And then we have so many other South African chefs and celebrities, starting from Jay something. We will perform live music and cooking. So much fun for young people, older people that like him. And, you know, you can dance, eat, try to listen to music and so on. And then Ginny Morris that has been with the show forever.
Maria. There is a mother called Ginny Morris. Ginny Morris is the queen of food. The queen.
She is a tornado of energy, actually.
Maria, but you know the nicest thing is she's not a chef. She's a cook. She teaches people how to cook and love food.
And really true.
She's outstanding.
She's always been supporting the show, and we are glad to present her this year as well. And we have so many other celebrities, from Sarah Graham, that we take out to...
Seriously, guys.
...to Neil Anthony, to Lanchway, to Showin. And we also have a great wine expert, to sommelier, one of the biggest in South Africa, Gregory Mutambe, and second one, Lloyd Juza. They will perform with wine pairing at the wine theater, wine tasting, so that people can drink wine, learn about wine, and, you know, there is so much to do. Another great feature is the kids program. This year we had a very rich program to entertain kids and parents from the kids corner where they can learn how to cook, eat, decorate cake, but we also have a great surprise. For the first time ever, the largest dinosaur cake is great. I mean, they will have a
they're actually
of
making it, but you are, Maria, you're making a dinosaur cake as the size of a dinosaur.
Oh my word.
Actually,
Andrew, you can't leave your kids there.
They made a huge dinosaur cake with smoke.
We can't enjoy it.
It's going to be amazing.
Maria, you understand the thin, the rich, the fabulous. I'm not thin, darling. I'm going to eat the entire dinosaur.
Not if I get there first.
No, Nathan and I will just look at it.
Yeah, it's better than cake. It's better than sex.
But I will say one thing. The Good Food and Wine Show is... And Maria, please, with respect. I love that there's new energy, new work, and a new owner of the show. Dead serious. Very happy.
Thank you.
Bless you. Have the best.
Thank
people.
You. And I wait also at the Food and Wine Show tomorrow at the opening. Thank you very much.
Maria, before you leave, my friend has a song for you, please.
I do. It's all about sugar.
Oh. Thank you.
Please listen.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, Jumpers Coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man.
The good Food and Wine Show happening at
lovely. So, there you go. That's how to drink wine. Enjoy, everyone.
All right, I don't know who that was. Snuck up there.
That's brilliant.
I want to tell you about something that happened. We're actually going to do a full interview with Wayne Ward next week. But guys, have you been to Marshall Street in Johannesburg?
Yes.
Have you been to the Marshall?
No.
It is I'm telling you now, one of the best restaurants in Johannesburg.
Really?
It is absolutely out of this world.
The Marshall, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got to go.
No, guys, I'm telling you. Joburg, inner city,
is amazing.
It's not mumbling, not none of that. Mm. I'm telling you, the Marshall is the best restaurant I've been to in a long time.
That is a statement.
Okay. So we should go there.
We should go check it out.
Because you know I eat food a lot.
Yeah, like 3 times a day.
Because you're rich.
And fabulous.
Well, no, it's because he's regular.
Oh, right.
Oh, my husband will kill me. But do you understand? No, we I want to be thin.
Yeah, and you have to keep eating to keep your metabolism up. You should know this, Andrew.
Guys, the best tapas. The best. It is. You must see this. It reminds me, actually,
of Mary Poppins.
No.
Tapas, patiently invested in the.
Ah!
Mary Poppins.
Bank.
How do you even know that song? That's like the most obscure song in the whole film.
Oh, no, well.
Good for you.
I just love songs about tapas.
Yeah.
It's not a tap. It's excellent. I went to Central. You know, when you go to Central Park and you walk into Grand Central Station,
mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. It gives you a bistro. It feels like that in Marshall Street.
I've never got a bistro from walking in there.
I'll kick you right now.
I do. I did once eat an amazing Dumb steak
dog,
that gave me a bistro.
Why are you following me? But guys, I want to just tell you, Wayne Warden and I will have this discussion. I want to bring them into studio, eat some food. It's Ooh. Incredible, guys. Please.
Do they do cheesecake? If they don't do cheesecake, then...
Do they do muffins? The reason I ask is because I found a song with lyrics that I've heard wrong, and I think I want to play it for you quickly.
Play it quickly. Song about a muffin.
So this is what I hear. I hear, you cut me up like a muffin, and I feel it.
Nathan, right? Even I can hear so, like I'm nothing.
There's another song that Madonna wrote about Indian food.
Really?
Papa Dom Preach. I'm interested.
Is it a Papa Dom Peach?
Guys, the Marshall.
Okay, sorry. The Marshall Street Joburg.
We're going to go. I promise you. I'm always looking for Ashley, new places. I swear, I'll tweet you all about
Ash,
it.
Ash, do me one favor.
Are you on Twitter?
Because we are so heavy about Cape Town. And we're I love
not,
Cape Town
not
food.
Not heavy with thin.
But I love Cape Town food. But yes. I'm telling you now.
Cape Town's okay. It's not.
It's out of this world.
It's all right.
Don't even play. Durban's not bad. Joburg is pathetic half the time.
Oh, no, don't
but
say it.
The Marshall.
The Marshall.
Will.
I'm going to go. I promise.
Trust me.
But we're vegetarians. How's the veg
I'm a piskin.
Are you?
Haven't eaten meat or chicken for 17 years.
But do they do veg food? They must, right?
Well, he wouldn't be raving about it.
My
actual oath.
The chips were outstanding.
Shut the front door. We're going.
Absolutely.
Proms.
Do you guys just eat chips?
We eat chips. What do you mean? Chops.
Chips.
No, I mean chips.
Chips. Yeah.
Is that what
Simba.
Vegetarians
like a
eat?
Package,
like when you go
potatoes, major potatoes.
When you go to a burger place,
but
you just have
the best thing is I love the sauces.
And a bun.
Yeah.
Oh, outstanding.
Like the little add-ons.
Okay, so before we leave, Andrew, when's the show happening? What are we doing?
The show is happening on the 3rd of August at the Rockwood Theatre in Pretoria East from the 3rd of August until the 1st of October. Book now.
That's his voiceover.
This
voice.
Is my voiceover voice.
Hey? I always do that.
And what
There's
is
amazing food. Amazing, amazing, amazing food. Gluten-free pizza bases.
Yes,
just
we
saying.
Do amazing food at the Rockwood
just
Theatre.
Just saying.
Yeah. And we have our own, chips, you know, obviously we have
chips, nachos. Chicken.
And
meat.
It's a fantastic Muffins. Cast. Just putting it out there, we have an incredible cast. It's a 10-piece cast.
Ooh, the band is burning.
The band is just unbelievable. We've got from the likes of I need to talk and get the guitar. Go, go, gadget on.
Josh Thatcher.
Yeah.
Eloise.
It is the last Beans. Song for the moment. We've got to go, guys. We've got to go.
Dreams. Can we do go? Dreams? Okay, you do. Can you do Dreams?
Yeah, you do guys, Dreams. Yeah. Okay, quickly. Go.
Now, do you need the chords?
No, he's good.
He's got the chords. The
chords
for this.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I must tell you, Hazel Feldman, Andrew Webster, the team.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you. Listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had.
what you lost and what you had. What you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining.
It's been so much fun, hasn't it?
And players only love you when they're playing.
Sometimes there is thunder when it doesn't rain.
Yeah. Women, they will come and they.
We have nothing more to say, but this is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe, and this is the Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.